It's 8:45. We'll call to order the Gage County Board of Supervisors. Please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation: Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Beyer, Setzer. First thing is the general agenda. Approve minutes of meeting held May 2nd. Approve all claims through May 16th in the amount of $918,433.64. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve summary fee report from the Clerk of District Court and the report of fees from the Register of Deeds for the month of April. Approve installing the balance of pole holders for the Avenue of Flags at the Veterans Memorial Park. Approve permit number 908909 for Windstream to replace buried cable North 9 Sicily and to extend additional facilities to Cooter Craft in North 14 Nemaw Township 6. Approve permit number 910 for Norris Public Power District to place electric lines under County Roads Southeast Quarter Section 26, Southwest Quarter Section 25, Township 5.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Matt.
I'd like to have claim number 1205-0217 pulled off to be considered separately. This is for Setzer's Manufacturing in the amount of $330.
I know I left it home.
Okay.
I give it to Kathy.
Rex.
I also have I don't have the claim number in front of me, though, one to pull for Johnny's Welding.
It was $78 and some odd cents or something like that, but I don't remember it either.
I'll abstain.
You gave me the information.
I know. I left my book at home, Kathy.
Okay. Pardon me, Gary.
Need to do them separately.
Yeah, we need to do them separately.
Okay, so I'll amend my motion to approve those. The consent agenda is presented with the subtraction of those to be considered separately.
Correct.
Okay.
Second.
Seconded. Okay, vote on the amendment. Oh, Matt, discussion?
Yeah, I just wanted to, in the approved claims, $900,000, there was a couple balance transfers in there from the general fund to operations of some other funds, and I don't have those. What were those?
Insurance fund and the building fund, road and bridge sinking fund.
I think there was about $500,000 that we transferred, wasn't it?
Right close to it.
So it seemed like it was a big chunk, but those were the budgeted amounts that come out of the general fund to go into the separate operating funds, and so...
We had budgeted last budget. We just waited to make sure the cash flow was there before.
So that'll take the build the road and bridge sinking fund up to $865,000. Is that right?
Whatever that's listed as our budget, it just hasn't been transferred in. But yes, that would be the balance.
A couple sinking fund transfers and an operation fund. That's why it looks so big. That's all.
Okay. Voting on the amended motion. Vote 7-0 to approve. Need a motion for. Minus those two items.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Need a motion now for the two leftover items, Juergens, Johnny's Welding, and Setzer's Setzer Manufacturing.
Make a motion to approve those.
Moved by Dorn.
I suppose.
Seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. Terry, nay or abstaining? Okay. In favor, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Byers. Abstaining for above stated reasons, Juergens and Setzer.
Wait till you get older and you need glasses and you still can't read that dumb thing.
Jim, you're up.
Yeah. Don't tell me that.
We'll do comments from the public.
Someday he will be there.
Remind me.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to say that the Convention and Visitors Bureau Advisory Committee is recommending approval of $25,000 from the Visitors Improvement Fund towards the restoration of the Carnegie Building. And Janet Byers is here if she'd like to give just a real brief overview of where we're at on that, please.
Okay.
I'm Janet Byers, 823 North 8th Street. I assumed you needed to know that. Anyway, I have been working on with the Carnegie Center, Inc. group on obtaining funds to complete the Carnegie Center, the Carnegie Building. The design build cost on that is $994,500. We have had some additional costs due to mold and some asbestos removal. Right now, the funding that we've received is we received a $318,000 grant from the Nebraska Department of Economic Development. That was their local Civic and Convention and Visitors Bureau grant. We are using $150,000 of City of Beatrice Keno funds, $153,000 lodging funds from the City of Beatrice. We did receive a $125,000 grant from the Kiewit Foundation. That is a challenge grant, which means that we need to raise another $125,000 in order to receive those funds. The Chamber of Commerce has committed $50,000, and that leaves us with about $227,000 that we are raising in private dollars. Carnegie Center, Inc. has been actively working on raising those funds, and we've been quite successful in having people come forward and help with the project. As you know, the Carnegie Building has been empty since about 1991, with the exception of a few years where the schools were in that building. So for Beatrice, to be able to complete a historic building and have it have a useful life and function again is very, very important to the citizens of Beatrice and Gage County. In order for us to move forward with this, our proposal was that Gage County Tourism will be located in the upper level, excuse me, of the Carnegie Building. They are also responsible for the overall usage of the building. Anytime a group wants to come in and use it for displays, if they want to do small conventions, anything like that, that all has to be provided by Gage County Tourism. In the lower level will be the Chamber of Commerce, and when they have the new economic development offices, those will be located in the lower level. Based on our figures from the Homestead National Monument and how many visitors they have, we conservatively estimated that this building will see about 18,000 visitors per year. So we think it will be a very attractive asset to this area, and tourism is obviously a huge, huge player in this whole process. And we can't thank them enough for agreeing to go into that building. I don't know if you have any other questions for us, but we would certainly request that you do give us the $25,000 to ensure the success of this project.
A timeline, or what? When are you looking at having this done, or hoping to, or?
Right now, they say that the timeline will be July 25th that we have it finished. The lower level has already gotten the new windows that are being put in, and the upper level windows will be coming in this week. So it'll look a lot better than the plywood over the windows.
I might just throw in, too, also that if any members of the board or others that are wanting to contribute to this project, you certainly that your funds would be very much appreciate it. They're dedicating windows that you can buy a window from 500 to 1,000 to 2,500 or one of the big doors. You can buy those and have those dedicated to you or to your family or someone to an organization if you'd like to do that. So if you'd contact someone on the committee, I'm sure they could help you spend those dollars.
I don't have any questions, but I do want to say thank you to Janet for all the work that she's put into this, because for 3 years now, Janet's hit the pavement pretty hard.
Yeah.
We need a motion to approve, Gary, or disapprove?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay. Moved by Setzer.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Thank you.
Thank you.
Comments from the public, request for future agenda items? Amber and Gus, you're up.
For Mulberry Gage County Detention Facility, this is first quarter reports for 2012. And I guess we'll start on the housing report. Total lodge, 235, 138 arrests by the Sheriff's Office, 86 by Beatrice Police Department, Weimar Police Department, 3, Nebraska State Patrol, 6, other agencies, 2, total of 33 alcohol-related arrests. If you turn to the quarterly report then, there were 169 males booked, 66 females, 106 felony charges, 275 misdemeanors, 43 others. Inmate medical expense totaled $7,871.64. There was no income for outside prisoner holding. Fingerprint income, $345. Income from inmate phone usage, $1,141.83. Commissary commission income, $4,882.51. Outside in prisoner holding, $45,984.16.
I got a question on that. How come they're so much higher?
We had a juvenile who was being held at a juvenile facility for extensive period of time.
Oh, this was that one. Okay, and that's when the bill came in then.
Correct.
When the
right.
Okay.
Medical, again, we said $7,871.64. Of that expense, general care was $6,848.50. Emergency medical was the other portion of that at $1,023.14. And $155 was spent on dental care. Questions?
Any questions?
Just appreciate the way in the housing report, the way you use the term lodged. Must be the soft beds and the good food.
You can come try it out sometime if you want.
Thank you, Amber.
Good morning. Lord Gustafson, Gage County Sheriff. Do the first quarter for 2012 the Sheriff's Office. Calls for service, 1,574. Excuse me, about 83 accidents, 64 citations, 254 warnings, 113 arrests, 312 papers were served. Warrants served is 81. We earned in fees were $3,065.65. Mileage earned was $4,127.36. Photocopies was $118. Distress warrants collected in full was $1,077.32. Nothing in partial pay on distress warrants. Town inspections was 2,060. Miles driven approximately patrol units was 73,350. Transport miles was 7,055. No monies reimbursed from the grants. We had one meth lab, 3 drug violations. We had 5,121 reserve miles, patrol miles. Reserve hours was 590. We had 707 billing checks, and of that, we had 11 open doors from those checks.
Questions?
Just a comment. I think we seldom, if ever, pointed out, and I think sometimes law enforcement can be looked at as being pretty punitive, but if you look there, that the number of warnings far exceeds what the actual citations were given. So I think that shows that every time you have an encounter with the law enforcement doesn't mean something bad. Sometimes it's just a warning. That I think that's a good thing.
That's right. We're your friend. We're there to help you.
And you laugh.
And words to live by.
Thank you.
Thank you. Need a motion to put report on file.
So moved.
Moved by Lytle.
Second.
Seconded by Setzer. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove carpet purchase for the Register of Deeds in the amount of $2,063 in the Treasurer's Office in the amount of $2,780.71 and the Assessor's Office in the amount of $2,154.97.
I would move to approve, and Dave would plan on being here, but he's taking election stuff back, and he hasn't gotten here in time. But I know I had him talk to Matt about this also. So
okay.
We'd already approved the, get a second.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion.
This hasn't been done, or has it been done? Denny, do you know? But it's going to be.
Right.
He had sought out three informal bids, and he took the lowest bid of the folks who had folks in town who had bid the project. So, and this comes out of his normal budget. This is maintenance. These are carpets that weren't replaced after the renovations.
Any more discussion? Vote. Approved, 7-0. I think that leaves us with committee reports. Hi, Mark. Building and grounds.
Nothing.
Okay, economic development.
Yeah, we're having a meeting tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, down at the auditorium. And at this, we will have elections of officers. I believe Andrea sent out some emails and that they've, I can't remember which bank, but they picked a bank to have the deposits at and stuff. So, and they have been advertising. I saw that in the Beatrice Daily Sun, but, and Dawn contacted her, and they put it on the county and the city website for the new economic development person or whatever. So they've been, hopefully, and I believe that closes now the 26th. They didn't get the ads out as quite as early as they wanted to, so they extended that date till the 26th of May. So after that, hopefully, we'll keep going.
Okay. In your, you got a letter this morning from the Department of Ag that are livestock friendly. There is a couple companies that want to meet with Gage County, so I gave you all that. I don't know if you want to turn it over to Andrea or whoever you turn it to, or if members of this board want to meet with Department of Ag, but that's something we need to follow up on anyway. And looks hopeful anyhow. Emergency management EMS.
Working on some communication with Al Burnt's office before we have our next meeting. And on the EMS contracts will be coming up end of June.
Yeah, July 1st.
Yep. Yeah. So we'll need to be getting that taken care of here shortly.
Okay. Equalization.
Waiting on the notices to go out to everyone on values and then look at what our protests might be, and we'll schedule our protest hearings in the future.
I cut you short on the EMS, Matt. Did you have a question? Okay. Finance.
Basically,
the thumb just kept going. You noticed that?
I wasn't there, buddy, but I shared an agenda, and they went through and talked about some different things where I'll just highlight some of the things that are coming up. Is there's multiple departments and elected offices that are requesting multiple pieces of office equipment. Copiers is a big one this year. Some office furniture and desks. Computers, apparently they're old. They need to be replaced. So what I've asked all those departments was to try and get together so we can do some bundling purchases with regard to getting bids and not nickel and dime it and everybody do their own thing, but get those to all come together. They'll each reflect in their own budgets as to what those costs are, and also have requested that if a piece of equipment you have, the year of when you purchased it last, why its useful life is no longer there, and they put those all out so we can see those. And I think that the departments have been working together in the elected offices to try and do those. But it seems like this is a copier year and a computer year and some office equipment. And so since I've been on the board, I don't think that there's really been any of those types of purchases. But we'll try to bring that as one resolution item so everyone will see that with all the products in there. So and then in the next couple of weeks, we'll be approving the grants from the or reviewing the grants for the Parks and Recreations for the smaller municipalities. We only had three. There was Adams, Claytonia, and Blue Springs, I believe, were the only three that submitted. Those were those $1,000 grants to improve public properties for the smaller communities. And then there's also received an email from the district judge that his budget will probably be short. And so as he needs additional funds, we'll do a kind of a pay-as-we-go. There was a request to dump in X amount of dollars and said, we're not going to dump in X amount, but how about if we just step it in? Right now he's got enough in his budget to pay claims, but if we get short, we may see that come up. What else were there? I think everyone has the fund cash balances. I know I talked to Lori and Dawn a little bit, and looks like financial-wise the county's in pretty good shape.
Again, we lowered taxes last year, just a smidgen. So as we start working on the budget, we'll try and continue to do that and see where we're at.
Okay. Anything else? Human Resource Employee Relations.
No report.
Okay. Insurance.
Main thing right now is we're looking at Wednesday, June 6th for a countywide employee meeting with our insurance company, and we will also meet with our insurance company as a committee that day also. So that's okay. What we're shooting for anyway.
Law enforcement.
Well, law enforcement didn't have a meeting, but Gus is up at our road and bridge, and I'll talk about it a little bit. Where they store the stuff down at Wymore in that building, they're having a lot of problems with mold.
The evidence
building. They'd approved some things a couple years ago, and they haven't been done as far as how to keep the moisture out of there and as far as how to deal with the moisture. There's no gutters on it. There's no vents up in the top or whatever. And then they approved some things for some electricity, so we're having Galen go back and maybe pull out those old bids or whatever and see what they're like and look at that and see and about possibly when we can get that done. And probably more likely it'll be in next year's budget. But we're starting to work on that because when they've gone down in there lately, they've had some issues with it, and got to try to figure out how to solve that.
Danny, if you remember, we had approved guttering electrical to the building.
Yeah.
It did not happen, but that's past and gone of who was responsible for that. But we just have to address it now. So.
Yeah. Absolutely, but we did approve before because we knew it was a necessity.
Ventilation in it.
I didn't
basically, Rex, I think for right now we're looking at gutters and electricity being ran and some...
Vents.
Vents. And we spoke about concrete. It's just a chit rock floor in it right now, and I think there's some mice issues and stuff like that, but we'll try to address that later. The first items we talked about is the first of concern. So I think there were some bids. We're going to try and pull those bids back up, see what they were, go through them, see what we can do with that. So.
Right. Okay. Anything else under law enforcement? Road and bridge.
Everybody should have activity report for the... crews down there. They're wrapping up their sealing activities the day we had our meeting, so Monday, and then the asphalt crew will start not overlaying, but repairing, I guess, patchwork. I think the plants are set to open up. They're up in Lincoln now. We got a ways to go to get the asphalt, but that's what they're going to be starting on, and there's a lot of work has to be done, so that's going to be started. And then the Wymore building, of course, we discussed that. We have a soft match credit with the state of $328,343.33. So that's a balance there as of right now.
And that letter come from the feds that we won't lose that money, correct?
That's the way I understand it, yes.
Yes.
Discussion ongoing on the Philly Bridge project. That's about it.
Wymore Bridge is going to be let August.
Yeah, August
of this year.
Yep.
And Galen talked to us a little bit about north of the on Holmesville Road going north of that bridge, with coming out of the rock quarry there when they come into that first bridge and going up the hill. It's getting cupped so bad. If you ever go drive it, it's the whole way up the hill. And he had some
washboard asphalt.
Yeah, and he had some thoughts about filling in that and then overlaying 2 inches going up that hill on both sides of the road, and it was a preliminary cost of a little over around $24,000-$25,000
for 1,000 feet.
For 1,100 feet, yeah.
Ideally, you would mill that surface off and then overlay it, but the cost are just we got no equipment like that to hire. Somebody came in do that little stretch to mill it off. So we're going to try and overlay it first, get the divots filled in, and then overlay it with a 2-inch layer.
Correct.
On both sides of the road, although there's one side in bad need of repair. That's where the loaded trucks come out and head north. But you would have an uneven lane then, so both sides of the lanes would have to be done with 2-inch. I mean, we'll do that internally. So,
Terry, I I assume you guys had some conversation as opposed to the milling and the 2-inch overlay. And I guess my biggest concern is there's a lot of heavy truck traffic.
Right.
And that 2-inch overlay, what was the recommendation from the engineer on that? Because that traffic's going to be there going to the rock quarry, and there is a lot of pressure on that hill there.
Basically, they felt that this would hopefully be a 5-year.
5 to 10 year.
5 to 10 year fix. If that's true or not, I don't know. That's a fairly thin layer to try and prove a road. But until we've got more projects like that going in the county, it would be cost prohibitive. I think this would be the short-term fix is what we're going to try and work at and see how it works out. Ideally, yes, you would mill it off, overlay it, but you're talking about we didn't get any cost on that. But it would be after to get a machine in to mill it
for the
1,000 feet.
Yeah.
Cost, you can't afford to do it. You'd have to have more stuff going, and Galen knew of no projects like that going in this area, where anything's close to like that happening. So, but you're correct. This is just a quick fix.
Yeah, okay? To me, it's like putting a Band-Aid on.
It is, but we didn't see too many other options as of right now.
Yeah, and if you go drive that road, something needs to be done. It's a safety issue.
It's been getting that way for quite a while. I was still traveling that road quite often, I know it was.
Yeah.
I drove it last week, and it definitely needs done. And $25,000 for 5 years or longer is pretty cheap to get by for now.
And that's what we're trying to do is get by.
Okay, anything else, Road and Bridge? I guess we have a 9:15 timed event. We kill about 3 minutes according to this clock in front of me. Rex, I was going to put you on the spot to help us out there, but then I thought, I better not.
Is that one up there?
The clock says 9:15.
Well, it says 9:15 then, so that's the one I look at, but they're looking at that one. It says 9:16. Okay.
We should.
I've been on mine.
I'll wait. Air on the side of caution by the advice of our county attorney. So
you got 9/11.
You can get her set up. So
how do you want to do this?
Lisa will prep it probably.
Irrigate out of, huh? I'll have a second.
Ready.
Warm water pond to irrigate out of.
Okay, we are 9:15 timed event. We hear a recommendation from Gage County Planning and Zoning Commission. We'll start with Lisa first, and then Rex, and we'll have you after that. On special use permit number 2012-1 for construction demolition of waste landfill and municipal solid waste landfill.
Okay, good morning. Back in January, I was here before for you, but the commission held a public hearing for the landfill project. And as they'll speak, it's a two-stage effort. First of all, it's a construction and demolition site, which we refer to as a C&D site. And then the second stage is the solid waste landfill, which at that time they were talking to us is going to be needed in 7 to 10 years. The proposed site is located in an A1 area in zoning, and so that is an allowable use. So everything's fine there. And because the city of Beatrice has not annexed the south end of Beatrice, however, I was just told this morning that they are in the process of doing so. The proposed site is located in our jurisdiction, Gage County's jurisdiction, and whereas the existing landfill is in Beatrice, the city of Beatrice's zoning regulations. When we had our hearing, 31 landowners were notified, and out of those, we had 6 of them that expressed some concerns. We heard concerns about the proper management of the hazardous waste and how it's going to be disposed of, the effects that it would have on the groundwater, the possible smell that right now they're incurring from the recycling part of it, the visual appeal to the neighborhood and to the area, Also, the safety of the road entrances to and from, in and out, and those were concerns too. We listened to landowners expressing their frustrations with illegal dumping at that time and the challenges that they're having with that and their responsibility. They seem to be cleaning it up, but they're incurring some responsibilities with that, and they were concerned about that. We also heard testimony from a landowner who did question the need for a C&D landfill when there's already one in the existing section operated by the Lineweber family. However, the City of Beatrice shared with us by doing so, by adding this construction and demolition site, that will prolong the life of the existing landfill. As we, as the Commission, researched the project, we found that the minutes on record in December of 1994 from the City of Beatrice do reflect that the purchase of the property was intended to be used for future expansion as needed. The DEQ continually monitors the water quality of the existing landfill and also the methane gases that it produces. And there are strict regulations, I think they'll probably talk about a little bit today, from the federal and the state that are in place to protect the groundwater and how the actual landfill is built through the lining system that is used. And to date, as you go out there, you will see that they have planted trees on what they're proposing. There's trees that have been planted, although we know that's going to take a little bit of time for them to grow, but that's a good effort to maybe take care of some of those nuisance issues with maybe some of the sacks flying and so forth. As a commission, we acknowledge that this is a very valuable necessity to our community, and we do support and recommend the approval of the special use permit. So, questions? Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Rex?
I'll just do quick introductions, I guess, and let HDR talk. I'm Rex Behrens, the city engineer here in Beatrice. We have Mark Heiberger, Boswell.
My clerk informs me we need to open the public hearing and then have you do it. So I need a motion to open the public hearing.
I would move.
Moved by Byers. Seconded by Juergens. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to open the public hearing. Rex, next thing she's going to say is name and address for the record.
Rex Behrens, I guess 400 Ella, which is our city address. Like I said, I'm the city engineer. Mark Heiberger with Boswell is here. We have John Dempsey, who is a 30-year trash man. He told me. Anyway. Lori Callop, who has been our engineer for quite some time. How many years have you?
Over 10 years,
been working with us. So I think they'll give you a little presentation, and then I think do questions.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. Name and address?
Yes, please.
Lori Callop with HDR Engineering, Inc. at 8404 Indian Hills Drive, Omaha, Nebraska, 68114.
Okay. Thank you.
Again, good morning. This site for the disposal, for this future solid waste management, was purchased by the city, as was mentioned, in the mid-1990s, over 15-plus years ago, for planning for future solid waste management needs for the service area. In 2003, we, HDR, on behalf of Boswell, conducted some soil boring site investigations to determine what type of soils were located on that site, and that those soils, and that the results of that site investigation showed that the soils that were on site were clay-type soils that were suitable for disposal area facilities. In 2011, with the construction of the last liner phase in the current Boswell landfill, and with only approximately about 6 years of life estimated to remain in that facility, we conducted a feasibility study to look at alternatives to extend that life. And one of the ways considered was separating C&D waste that is currently being received at the Boswell landfill and currently is being disposed in that landfill in between the baled MSW. And it was identified that C&D disposal facility would be a cost-effective alternative that would extend the current life maybe another 1 to 2 years, thus saving the space for MSW, municipal solid waste or garbage disposal, and would also extend the life of any future solid waste facility that would be developed. Now, what's construction and demolition waste, C&D waste? It is, you know, comes from construction and demolition activities that what you would typically see in roll-off box type containers. It's typically inert type materials such as the concrete, shingles, rubble, metals, what you would see coming from a construction or demolition site. This waste is not the same as municipal solid waste, and keeping it separate from municipal solid waste, again, reserves any municipal solid waste disposal area for the garbage, the trash that is coming from the residents, businesses, and industries, whereas the C&D waste is, you know, a distinct different type of material, and keeping it separate then is just a good management practice. As I mentioned, the site, it's a quarter section, about 156-acre track. As you'll see on the boards and on the figures in front of you, you'll see that there's actually a drainage divide that splits the site into two areas. Now, this site, you know, when it was purchased, as it was mentioned, it was for planning for future solid waste management needs of the service area, and also it serves as a soil borrow area for soils that are going to be currently needed at the current landfill for daily and intermediate cover and for when the final capping for that disposal area. And with the site divided kind of into those areas based on the drainage, the eastern portion has been identified as a good location for the proposed C&D waste landfill, and the western portion is reserved for future solid waste disposal area. Now, any solid waste facility that would be constructed will need to be designed, constructed, and operated in accordance with state regulations. Now, I'd like to just talk a little bit then on the proposed C&D waste landfill. In that eastern area, the disposal area, looking at approximately a total area of just shy of 25 acres. It's anticipated to be developed in five phases, approximately 5-acre increments each. And with the first phase providing fill capacity for approximately 16 years. And then the total filling capacity of the 25 acres will provide almost 96 years of capacity for the service area. And this will slowly evolve and fill over time. It will not be...
And that's just for the no municipal waste will ever go
this
in there.
Is no municipal solid waste will ever go in there. C&D waste is specifically defined by NDQ, as you'll see in your handout. That's a quote directly out of
any construction
Title 132,
basically. Then right.
Any construction or demolition.
Now, when
activities.
They talk plumbing fixtures, they're talking pipes left in there. Then also.
They're talking pipes, electrical wiring, you know, drywall, you know, the wood beams, concrete, asphalt, shingles.
Is it always with us, the pipes? And I mean, is there any...
When that goes in an MSW or a municipal solid waste landfill, it's always there.
Okay.
That will never...
The porcelain in that, they never...
That will never degrade.
Okay.
Again, it's distinctly different from the municipal solid waste, whereas municipal solid waste might have the putrescibles, the food waste, the materials that easily degrade and cause, you know, can be blown around, cause odors, you know, maybe attract vectors. Construction and demolition waste is not like that. It's mostly inert, so it's a distinct different type of material. and that's why it's defined as has separate requirements by the state regulations.
This is different now because I know if you go out to the landfill now, you'll see toilets and shingles. And
that's currently going to the landfill, and it cannot be baled. That material cannot go through the baler, and thus that's being put in between the baled municipal solid waste, consuming more volume.
Any more questions? Thank you. Do you have more?
Well, I have more if you'd like. I appreciate questions.
That's good.
Sorry.
It seems to be going okay.
And I'll make basic.
That's right.
You guys a lot of
time. You notice the difference between 30 and 10?
Yeah. Thank you very much. I think we could seriously. I think with what Laurie said and the facts she's giving you, and the very nice summary that was prepared, we'll take whatever questions you have and try to answer them.
I think you're in good shape.
You know, I can take more questions now, or I can cover some key points, but that's fine.
Terry, okay, where would the entrance be? Where is the location for the entrance to that? Okay. Off the.
Their entrance will be off of Sumner Street.
Okay.
And site access controls will include the existing natural barriers. There'll be fencing added and a lockable gate at the entrance location.
And that's off Sumner. There is a gravel right now.
Sumner is a
township gravel. Township's blessing.
They have. We told them that we would rock that and maintain it.
Okay.
That's ours. And they were okay with that.
Okay, good. Kathy?
Wouldn't it be possible to just say with our regular city landfill that we aren't taking construction and demolition waste and it needs to go to the private one?
Yeah, we could sure say that. Good luck.
I mean, is that an option to rather than building our own?
Mark, you want to step up and address that?
Mark Hybert, Boswell, the Solid Waste Agency. I don't even know the address. City. No, it probably isn't. We hope for economic development, and a lot of times when you have economic development, you're tearing down something and replacing it with something, and so. It's a type of waste that, because it's not regulated, it's a cheaper area to, more less expensive area to build. This will still be, not $1 million, but all said and done, probably $600,000-$700,000. Compared, you'd have triple that in a MSW. So I think it's a good investment, and who knows what we'll do as a landfill, we're hearing a lot of them just getting out because it's a tough business and heavy regulations. What'll happen in a few years, with an MSW or whether we'll truck it, this makes it even more important to have a C&D area if, in fact, we wouldn't have an MSW down the road and be able to source separate more and not paying for it to go up and down the highway. So. I don't know if I completely answered your question, but
we can't just filter this out of the landfill
What I'm saying is,
where
would it go? If we didn't have a dedicated area, then where would it go? Anytime you dig a hole, it has to be in accordance with the department's blessing, and so you can't just like you used to be able to take it out in the country and wherever you had a ravine, that's where your everything would go that didn't burn or couldn't be dealt with by the landowner. So just a different day, a different era, and it's good. We recognize the importance of our groundwater and so that we're not having a dump in every section.
example like cardboard, would that go?
No.
Okay.
Probably not. Matter of fact, nothing that's manufactured can go that there's still a little bit of discrepancy. Even a pallet, even though it's wood, there's a fine line there. But
those type of products would still have to go to the main landfill.
That's correct.
Okay.
And this will give us more options, I guess, like with those pallets or something. You know, we can always grind them. That's what we're doing today is grinding all the trees.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying some trees wouldn't end up there with the over there, but, you know, more or less not.
A few of the concerns I've had expressed to me was, you know, blowing debris, groundwater, and appearance and stuff like that. Of course, nobody wants to dump in their backyard, you know, but... But it has to be.
The NIMBY syndrome.
We need one. There's no question in my mind. So,
And just before I get out of here, I think probably one of the biggest concerns we had was roadside dumping, and we're always going to have that, you know. But I didn't go to the last township meeting. It's my understanding that they are to be sending me a letter. I still haven't received it. We do have a protocol that we'd like to follow with the townships on letting them get in, and that's going through Clean City. But I have not received a letter yet from them. But we work well there with Riverside, I think, and with Norm and normally don't, you know, bring stuff in. One little punch. If you talk to anybody with an illegal dump site, there are grant dollars. Four township. Nobody's ever applied for one, but there are dollars out there if you've got one that's a little too big to manage. So keep that in mind that it's free money because we pay into that fund, and so that's why I say it's free money. It's not taxpayer money.
There is no such thing as free money.
Oh, Dennis, yes, there is.
Okay, anything? Any other questions?
Can I have one little comment?
Sure.
That Lori didn't include in her presentation, but I think it's important for everyone to understand, is that the other benefit that this site provides, and heaven forbid you ever need that, is that if there were to be a major disaster, tornado, hail, storms, large volumes of debris generated by something like that, this provides a very, very cost-effective management option and would avoid filling up the existing landfill where Lori talks about 6 or 7 years left, you know, could shorten it to 2 or 3 years if you had a disaster. So it'd be more expensive, and it would consume the space a lot faster. So it does also provide you an important fallback position for major disasters and that, you know, heaven forbid, but we all know where the tornadoes go in Nebraska. So... That's probably the one thing that she didn't get to in her presentation.
You
got a few other things, but
the last tornado that hit us, it was a lot of debris, you know, and so it was a 12-point good one.
Myron,
I apologize for asking the question, interrupting you that way, but this landfill will be open to the general public or specific patrons, or who will this be? I mean, other counties also, or?
I guess Ben's, I'm the last guy here with operations. In most cases, it will be used for commercial contractors because they have to come over the landfill, pay, weigh in, weigh out, and we'd lose a little vehicle, you know, we'd go over there. Where the big contractors, you know, we have 10, 15 of them, or take the first 2 or 3 trucks over there, but it's not for the do-it-yourself or the home projects. It'll be more for the bigger commercial projects, BPW.
But I guess other counties too, or is it limited to a certain area, or it's just open to?
We're always looking for more money.
Okay.
And they don't have a C&D over around the Fairbury. We get quite a bit from there now that's going into our MSW, and we look for anything outside the county as really as a good revenue producer. It's over and above, you know, it does fill up our landfill space is the worst thing. So it's for more than just gauge.
Any other questions? Need a motion to close the public hearing. Thank you. I think he's here for the cars. He's a car buyer, I think.
Yeah. Selling cars today?
You bet. 12 of the sheriff's fleet. They come staffed. With the driver.
You're talking about just went out the window.
Okay, need a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Need a motion to approve or disapprove resolution number 12-12 for special use permit for the operation of construction and demolition waste landfill and also a municipal solid waste landfill location, northeast quarter, section 20, township 3, Riverside.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, that last whereas, I will adjust that language in there. So it said in support and of and opposition. We'll just make a notation that was just appeared in opposition to this.
And you'll make that then?
We'll make it before
okay.
You sign the official
okay.
resolution, just so everybody knows that
okay.
that'll be corrected.
Yes, because there was no one here to speak against it.
Right.
And, so need a motion to approve the resolution, correct?
Make a motion to approve the recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Committee.
Okay.
To approve this.
Terry?
Second.
Seconded by Juergens. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Thank you. We have a 9:30 timed event, so at 9:39, need a motion to close the bids for Sheriff's Department vehicles.
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to close at 9:39. And who gets these? Law enforcement?
You want to read them? I'll open them. I'll open them. You read them.
What do we have first?
Real quick. 2003. That's the 08. I'm going to get these real quick. Bear with me. It's 3.
John Benson.
Project, we don't have as many bids. We've been getting one each.
No, I hear you.
Really?
Eight and a three. Okay, so.
Eight Dodge Charger.
All right. This one's got an eight and a three.
It's almost coffee time.
Oh, I bought mine.
Oh, okay. I bought mine too, but I'm all done. I can't make the Vegas thing stretch.
And then we'll pull that. Okay, I got a couple.
I'm going to do the 08 first.
For the 08, we have a bid of $1,555 for the 2008 Charger from Welcome Motors out of
Chicago,
Chicago, Illinois. And they have a telephone number here and everything to contact them on, and it's signed, and it's from Welcome Motors. It says number one source for used police cars. That's why. Okay. Then we have a bid of $2,139 from Asia Motors Incorporated, also out of Chicago, Illinois.
Asia?
ASIA Motors Incorporated, home of used police cars. Not number one, but home.
Yeah, just home of it.
And it's signed here, yeah, $2,139 for that one. Oh, okay.
Then also for the 2008 Dodge Charger, we, another one from Island Lake, Illinois, of $2,678.
You sift them off.
Yeah. Y-O-U-S-E-F. And then D-A-B-B-A-G-H.
Yusef DeBoff.
Island Grove, Illinois. All three of those were Illinois. Okay. And that one had the other bidder on it, too.
This is the, okay.
Yeah. And here's the Yusef.
Is it?
Okay. So, do you want to take action on this first?
If that's it for the 208, let's do it first.
Yeah, this is... Yeah. You read David Trout's in. Did you read...
No. Hold on. We have two more. Sorry. David Trout from Philly, Nebraska. He has a bid of $1,268 on the 2008 Dodge Charger. And then David Lyons from Beatrice, Nebraska for the 2008 Dodge Charger, $576.
So I'd make a motion to accept the bid for the 2008 Dodge Charger in the amount of $2,678, which is a high bid, to a Yusef DeBoff from Island Lake, Illinois.
Motion made, seconded. Motion by Bauman, seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve.
Okay. Now the 2003, the Yusef DeBoff has a bid of $778 for the 2003 Dodge Durango. David Lyons from Beatrice, Nebraska has a bid of $1,251 for the 2003 Dodge. And Welcome Motors out of Chicago, Illinois has a bid of $888.
That's a Charger, that one?
Dodge Durango. Durango. 2003 okay. Dodge Durango. So that was it, the three bids on that. Okay. So I'll make a motion to accept the bid of $1,251 from David Lyons, that being the high bid.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. You got some work now.
Gus, do you ever buy anything from these people? No.
No, that's a big bid. I was telling Rex, the all work out of Chicago, they buy a lot of the old ones. Like, they've called me on these here. And they'll pick them up. And
I don't have anything else.
They basically refurbish them then, kind of.
Yeah. Pick them up, put them back on the road.
And we voted on that, correct? Is there anything else for the good of the order? This part I like. Anything else for the good of the order?
Oh, shoot. What's Lisa?
Gage County Board of Supervisors adjourned at 9:46.